Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello! Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with...
Danielle from Brands by Bravo. Did it sound normal this time?
Yes, it did.
Sorry. Okay, good. We had an issue with the last time.
Last time it sounded like Danielle was like in slow motion for some reason. But now we're all set, and we're rolling into episode 13 of season 5 of Roni. We're back to the vintage stuff, baby. But yes, we're still in St. Bart's.
Yeah, I feel like I live there now after watching the legacy and now all these episodes. It's like, I am dying to go there.
I feel like I've been there. True. Oh God, this restaurant again? Come on.
True. And speaking of dying to go there, all the ladies are on a plane and the plane that they take makes me not want to go there. So I actually changed my mind because it is one small, small plane.
And this is just the beginning of the trip, like triggering poor Carol, because, you know, her friends died on a plane, the Kennedys, and she said her cousin was also killed on a plane crash.
Wasn't there a third person on the plane with
John? I don't think I realized that she was related to the third person.
And maybe she says cousin, maybe it was like her husband's cousin.
Maybe, but it sounded just terrible, and she's really scared, but she does a good job. And like, it's very different how she handles her anxiety versus Aviva, which we'll see in the next episode.
No, the plane looks horrifying. I'm not a fan of small planes whatsoever like that. I feel like those are the ones that always have the problems. I don't like flying in general. I do it, but I hate it.
Okay with flying. I've done it so much for work that I'm kind of just like, whatever now. Let's go.
I actually do know when it changed, because I used to fly for college. I would fly every month. Like I flew. My family loved to travel, never had any issues. And then I had turbulence like I've never experienced on the way to Puerto Rico. And what got me was that, you know, they normally warn you when turbulence is coming. They didn't. And I literally, my flight, I remember, was at 8 a.m. and I ordered, I don't ever really drink on planes, and I had to get a rum and Coke because I literally was like such a mess from this turbulence. And I feel like that was the first time that I got freaked out, and then it took me a little while to get. Once I'm on the plane, I'm fine. It's really just the anxiety building up to it. And then once it's the first 2 minutes, then I'm fine. And I just do some deep breathing.
I always think on a plane, like, I'm not going out like that. Like, it's all like, that's like my mantra when I get on a plane. And I've been in a plane that like literally dove. Like, we like randomly had to like nosedive on a way to San Francisco once. And it was terrifying. But even then I was kind of like, I don't think it's now though.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just my witchy way.
Yeah, it's a trap thing. I don't like the feeling of being trapped.
Even Aviva, that was Aviva's thing as well.
Yes, like Derek took me once, like on a little scuba diving try thing in a pool. And I have been swimming my entire life. I don't remember ever not knowing how to swim. And that was the only time I've ever been fearful in water. I did not like the feeling whatsoever because it was that I'm trapped feeling.
Yeah, I don't like scuba or snorkel. Like, I just want to breathe the way that I breathe. I don't want anything like that.
Snorkel's fine because you're on the surface still, pretty much. But the scuba, I have no desire to do that again. I did not enjoy that. I did skydive though, so I'm certainly no
Yeah, that would be not for me.
non-daredevil. And I love rock climbing. I used to do trapeze at sleepaway camp when I
Wow.
was a kid. Yeah, so open air things fine with. Closed air, not so much.
Well, Luann says that this island is adventurous because she says it's like right out of a James Bond movie. And I do think it is. It's like a very like cool tropical island, as we know. The staff meet them when they get in. Ramona's super happy about the house and immediately wants the master suite or the
Do
main
you,
suite.
so it's the same house, obviously, that they were on Legacy.
Yes.
Do you think this is the nicest place anyone has ever stayed on any Housewife show?
I don't know. I think back to that France house they stayed in for Beverly Hills. That was really
There's
nice.
two Beverly Hills that came to
There's,
mind as being
yeah,
better. Was them in
the
Dubai.
Dubai. Yeah, I was about to say it was like the Dubai Hotel, which they also go to in Dubai.
And then the Big Bear in COVID house that they stayed in, which had
Oh, that
like,
one was really
that was
nice. That was the one that had like the
crazy.
bar, and that was when like Crystal was walked in on infamously.
Yeah, it was like,
Yeah,
had like
like
25 rooms or something insane like that.
I will say Bev Hills usually has a great vacation, but this house is stunning. It really is. There's
It's insane.
balconies in almost every room. It the just the whole atmosphere is great. There's two pools. Like, it's just so fun. I love that they're like the dining room opens up into the pool. I think it's really fun.
I noticed that Heather had Dorinda's room with the confusing doors. Like
Oh, I didn't know. I
the
That's
confusing
so
doors
funny.
were there. And then the other thing that we find out is Carol stayed in this house before it was
Yes.
rebuilt to be this house. She stayed in it when it was a smaller house
It was
with
like a
Anthony.
cottage, yeah,
Yeah.
with her husband, and that was the other thing. Like, so this also begins like a triggering of memories of that too. Like, it's very like, okay, on the plane, I am thinking about loved ones that passed away, and now I'm here, and like this is a romantic getaway for my husband and I, and it's literally the same thing. And they go to a lot of the same places that her and her husband went, so it's a tough trip for Carol. And this again is like Carol's trip too. Like, she set this up because her boyfriend is playing somewhere on
There
this
is
island.
actually a music festival because I googled this. I was like, what music festival would be in St. Barts? But there is some sort of one that seems like they do every year. Because I can't imagine it's a huge one. The island can't house that many people. It's not a massive
I mean,
place. It's
Firefest taught us anything.
I think he's trying. I think Billy
He is. He's
McFarland.
trying to do another concert, and like, it's just,
But you know people will
yeah. It's he sold some tickets already.
because they want to be in the know. You know, they know that
It's.
everyone's going to be following them to watch them to see what it is for sure.
I just don't believe any artist like. I can't imagine any label is going to trust an artist to go to this at this point after
No.
everything that happened. Like, their artists are so like precious. I can't imagine them being like, yes, please go to this shit show.
Yeah. But again, there will be people who will want to do it because, again, they know all eyes are going to be on this thing to see, you
Yeah.
know, what happens. Ramona brings her noodles, which is
Her
just, I'm like,
pool
did
noodles,
she
yeah.
bring her pool noodle or was it there? We don't have, I don't know,
I'm
but
not
I just always
sure.
call it.
Sonia,
Then, oh,
oh, sorry.
no, I was just going to say, for some reason, I don't even know where this note came from that I wrote. Is I think I started Googling Sonia's ex-husband. Maybe she said something about him and it made me want to Google him. What's wild to think is that he's currently 93.
Sonia's husband?
Sonny's ex-husband is angry right now.
Well, because the episode 15 ends on something that very much alludes to that.
Yeah, I don't know why I wrote this.
I'm glad that Mr. Morgan is still kicking.
And that Sonia was his fourth of five wives.
Is he still with number five?
I think so.
Wow, that they've been together for a long time then. Longer than he and Sonia.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe he's 95. Simonia is Ramonia is coined because Carol is talking about how they're already drinking vodka. They're already in the pool. They get champagne brought to them and they get upset because it's not pink champagne.
Sorry, I can tell you real quick about his next one. Okay. First wife, Elizabeth Robbins Choate, married 1953, divorced 1957.
Jesus Christ, he was married in 53.
He was married before Sonia was born. Yet.
Yeah.
She was not born. Then he married someone, Tonya Goss, in 1962. It just says divorced. It does not say the year. Then he was with someone, Ann Choate, and he married her in 1992. And then it just says divorced. It doesn't say when. Mm-hmm. And it says Sonia Tremont, 1998. And then divorced 2006. And then Connie Morgan is his most recent wife. And they got married in 2010.
Oh, wow.
And his children, he has four children.
Dang. Are any of them boys? Just wondering.
Yes. John Morgan Adams Jr. is the first child.
And he's like, what, 70?
Yeah, he was from the first wife.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah, born, I think, in 1955. Then Chauncey Goss Morgan, who was from the second wife.
Okay.
Then he had his third wife. He did not have a child with her. And, oh, sorry, he had two with the second wife, Natalie, and then that one, and then with Sonia, they had Quincy.
Yes.
And then, obviously, no children with the last one.
Wow. Well, Mr. Morgan, we salute you.
Yep, he was born in 1930.
Jesus.
Like, you know what's crazy? I'm watching. Sorry, this is so off topic. But I'm
Go for it. I mean, how does everybody else feel?
So sorry.
I'm fine with it.
I forget people are, you know, listening, and it's not just you and me chatting about how it's watched. That I'm watching 1923.
What the heck is that?
It's the Yellowstone.
The Yellowstone spinoff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. But what's insane is like my grandpa was born in 1923, and he's still alive, and he's 100.
Good for Gramps. He's going to be 101 this year. Let's go.
I know. He was 100 this past August. I did not. I was 6 weeks postpartum and I did not miss that 100th birthday. There was no chance I was missing that. But it's like I'm watching this and I'm just like, he was born during. I know someone still who was born during this time. Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, electricity in the house. That's crazy. And like, it's just wild what he has witnessed in 100 years now.
Yeah, see, like when I want to watch old stuff, I'll like go to Little House on the Prairie. That's like a comfort show for me. You know, I just want to see the Richard sisters running down the street or the mountain. So back to the show at hand. The one difference of the house that I would be very angry if I came back and didn't see it is the vending machines that dispense wine. Are just in the kitchen, there for wherever. Like, that's going in the mansion. My friend and I in college would always say, like, when we saw stuff, we'd be like, that's going in the mansion. Like, if you see something that you, like, love, that you, like, know you can't afford now. Mm-hmm. But you're like, one day, mansion. So when I'm getting the mansion or my condo or whatever, I want a wine dispenser. Because that is the coolest thing.
I like that. I'm going to start pointing things out that would be in my favorite mansion. Yeah.
Right?
So Russ comes to the house, Carol's boyfriend, not boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sonia is definitely wasted at this point. She is hitting on Tony the butler. And this is the first little tidbit of expectations versus what is actually happening on the trip, if you want to call it.
Yes.
Like everyone's expectations seem to be conflicting and
Yep.
different.
Yeah.
What was your like?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Basically, Ramona is like, I thought this was a girl's trip.
Yeah, Ramona and Sonia are very much like, this is a girl's trip. And they're very surprised that Russ is there, even though the whole thing was sold as, we're going to see my boyfriend Russ perform.
Yes.
That was literally the whole pitch.
Carol has one of the best comebacks when Ramona says, I thought this was a girl's trip. And Carol says, I'm always with you and all of your husbands, and I never complain.
Yeah, and I agree. I feel like I really feel for Carol this trip because they keep being like, oh, it's so like the dynamics are weird. The dynamics are weird. Meanwhile, we've seen multiple times this season Carol spending time with them and their husbands. And like, it's rude. Like, Ramona keeps throwing it in her face. Why are there other men here? But it's just like, you don't care that you're flirting with the kitchen staff, you're flirting with the butler. But God forbid somebody comes and they're taken. Now it's an issue.
Yeah. It's a very interesting, and this comes up obviously a lot. Some of it I get, some of it I don't get. Because sometimes it is like, it's twofold in a sense of like, when I've been the person in a relationship with a lot of single people and I go out and I think it's girl night and then they all like, have left to go be with men, you're kind of like, well, that sucked. I thought we were spending time together. So I feel like maybe part of them is like that because it's like, I can't participate in the menness because my man isn't here. So now I'm, but in the same way that Carol is like, I'm literally with your husbands all the time. Shut up.
Yeah. I just think that it's like, she was very clear as to what this was. And it's, and also the, I think it's weird that like, they're like, if one of us isn't here, the trip is ruined, which is like, this is the antithesis of any girl's trip that I've been on. Like, I am very much like a, we do our own thing. We'll meet up at dinner. We'll do our own thing. We meet up at the beach. Like, I usually in group settings, like, you don't all have to be there all the time. But then again, I am a solo traveler. So I am very much just like, I'm just going to do what I want. Like, if I don't feel up for going to dinner, I'm just going to stay in my room and you guys are going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. At this point, I'm very much like any bachelorette party I've ever planned or anything like that. I'm always like, everyone, here's the house code. Whenever you want to leave the bar, you leave the bar and you go home. Like, you paid for this trip just as much. There should be no pressure to do things you don't want to do. You know, that's definitely how I feel about it for sure. But I think maybe like night one, I just maybe they thought they were just gonna like meet him up at the concert and like that was it and that he wasn't gonna be around for other stuff. I don't know. He, we'll see.
Honestly, I think they hear what they want to hear. And I think they probably, because they show a flashback in a later episode of the trips and they definitely heard it. I mean, we saw the episode where they hear it and they're like, oh my God, Ramona even says like, are we gonna see him? And they knew, but I think it was one of those things where like Ramona and Sonia were like, oh my God, we get to go on a girls trip. It gets to be like old times. And once you start getting yourself, that's the narrative. It's hard, especially when you're drinking, to think of others.
Yeah. I also don't think at this point, we're on season 5. I don't think any men had ever joined any of them on any trips.
That's true too. No, I don't believe. Yeah. They hadn't gone on that many trips at this point either.
Yeah. Also, maybe they think it's going to be like another Simon situation.
True. True.
They're scarred from that type of husband interaction.
So Carol tries to walk off because Ramona keeps trying to like yell at her. And Carol's just like, you're not coming to meet with me to meet Russ.
I know. So then they go out and they go. They're like partying in the house, which is enjoyable to watch. And then they go out and they have this like all the time. Sonia says things and I think she's lying. And then she isn't lying. And it's like proven pretty quickly she's not lying because they go to this restaurant and Sonia's like, I know the owner. And then she literally like knows the owner 5 seconds later. Yep. Like, oh, she actually does know the owner. Like she talks a lot, you know, how she used to come here with her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet one of the most infamous people in all of Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
In all of Housewives, like random man.
Yeah. He's really the famous hookup, I would say. And it is the pirate.
The pirate. And I forget why he's dressed as a pirate. Do we know why? All I wrote was Sonia knows the pirate.
Don't they also dress up like a pirate? Isn't it like part of the theme of the bar? Oh, yes.
They all dress as pirates for the show. And then they all get on the table and dance.
Yeah. So it's like part of the lore of the bar, Latee, is that they like put on pirate stuff and dance. And so, but like Lou is immediately taken with Tomas because she's like, he looks like Johnny Depp. And like,
I mean, he does. He's very hot.
At this point, yes. We saw him at Girls Trip. Less epish.
And then the episode, it's just kind of like, oh, Lou runs into her old Italian friends. And then it jumps to the next morning.
Yes.
Like, we don't.
Well, it's very chaotic at the bar because, like, they kind of want to go and Lou's like, no, I'm going to stay. Like, but then she's also like, why don't, like, she says to him, like, why don't you and I get out of here? Like, and then she runs into people. And like you said, it's like next morning.
Yeah. So Heather is the first one they show. And Heather says she knows where she was last night. And just like that when Lou came in, they heard her speaking French to another man.
No, it's the, I was woken by two male voices.
No, that was one Carol was said that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Heather. But yeah, Heather, Lou is in rough shape. She is feeling it. And she comes in and Lou is already immediately on her like, my Italian friends were here. Oh my God. And she uploads photos from the night before. And she's still fawning all over Johnny Depp. And Heather is super uncomfortable by all of this. She's like, I know Jacques. And she's cheating on Jacques right in front of us and acting like it's not happening. So that was pretty much, that is just like, you know, the iconic lie. And they.
Yeah. And all the ladies are feeling super weird about it.
Yeah, like I said, like Heather's just like, I know Jacques, and like everyone's just kind of like, why is she lying? What's going on? And then Heather tries to change the subject and she's like, Aviva is coming, like Reed's gonna take her. And Ramona overhears this and she's like, what's wrong? What, he's a date. I thought this was a girl's trip. And she says that a girl can't bond with a man in the house.
That part I get. I don't know how I would feel if I thought we were going on a girls trip. Now your husband's staying in the house with us. Come by for dinner?
Husband,
sure.
I feel like if I knew the husband and he's like, cool, I don't think it would bother me that much because like Carol, I'm often a third wheel and I'm just like, whatever. But like,
it's more like, you know, these ladies like to run around naked.
Yes.
And they don't know Reed very well. How
at this
many
point,
times
though, do they know that they're going to run around naked?
Sonia knows she's always going to run around naked.
Fair. But, like, there's in the, like, Heather doesn't know that. Carol doesn't know that yet.
No, but it definitely would change. I don't know how I would feel about the husband staying.
Fair.
The husband. I just want to say
the rumors.
The rumors and the husband. Yeah, staying in the house. I wouldn't love that. Not if that's what we previously did not agree upon. And that what that change that does stop him for a dinner. Okay.
I mean, I do. There's part of me that's just like, I do believe that Reed was going to sit in that room and work and not come out.
Probably.
Like, that's the thing where I'm kind of like, if it gets our friend here, sure. Come lock yourself away in a room and we'll all party. I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much as maybe it would in the moment, but I'm also just like, you're on a beautiful island.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
In this beautiful place. Just enjoy this beautiful place.
Yeah. I agree with. And again, I think, like you said, it depends how well I know you. But it does change. If I'm thinking we're going to have like bonding girls time, and now maybe you want to be in your room with your husband and not hanging out with us, you know, it changes it. It changes it a bit.
I will say it does.
It doesn't change it, I should say, for better or worse. It just changes it.
Fair. Yes.
So that's the best way to put it. So then we go back to the Tomas and Pirate of it all. So they start questioning Luann, and Luann is saying that a bunch of men were there. It was a whole group. It was the Italians.
Yep. But then Carol is like, why were all the Italians speaking French?
So then we get, and I believe recently Lou claimed this to be her only hot mic moment.
Yes.
The way it's filmed, it's interesting because they don't make it seem like it's a hot mic moment. They kind of make you think that they caught her on film. And I almost wish if it was re-edited now, I think they would make it more obvious that she was like literally like hiding in a room but had the mic on.
But like the room, the whole house is open. Like they can hear her because they're in like the kitchen and she's basically like in a hallway. It's not like she went to her bedroom and closed the door. That's where I'm kind of like,
well, I don't know where she was when she was on the phone. They make it seem like
they can hear her, but the layout of the house, I thought it was right next to them.
They make it seem like that. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that she was just like, oh, she walked away from the cameras and she was in a room. And no, to me, she probably was in the bathroom or something.
No, because she's pacing. It's large.
To me, I think that was just shown to make it seem like that's because the camera would have just gone up close to her. That's not a hot mic. But anyway, I wrote down exactly what she says on the phone because Luann says she didn't. Well, she was speaking the whole thing in Italian or French?
No, she was speaking in French and it was bad French.
Yes. And what's hilarious is like, she's like, I don't know. I thought they wouldn't like know what I was saying as if like someone wouldn't translate it. So
yeah,
she says, whoever she's on the phone with, I think she's on the phone with the owner of that bar.
Yeah, Kat, her friend Kat.
Carol, or Kat? I don't know.
Or yeah, maybe it is Carol as well.
So she says, can you do me a favor? I went out with Tom last night, you know, the one that looks like Johnny Depp. And the girls, they know I brought someone here. He cannot say that he was here with me last night. That's the problem. I don't want the girls to know he was here with me. That is very important. They know I brought a guy back. I said it was a group. I never change. That's what she said.
Did they translate all of that?
Yeah. I wrote down the captions, I guess, as it was going. And so
it's interesting that she says she never changes.
I know. So, and she just says, I'm going strong with the Italian lie. And then it ends with to be continued. And this was a huge moment.
This was such a big deal. I remember being shocked by this because also, like we've said in previous episodes, like we all love Jacques. Jacques seemed like endgame. Like, did anyone buy that they were going to have a baby? No. But we did think that they were really in love and we did think that they were like there was something there. She yes. seemed really, really happy with him. She seemed to be like building something with him.
Yes. And also I don't know. Have we ever seen a housewife cheat?
Like on film.
And I actually don't even think the rumors are always about, for the most part, the husband cheating. Very rarely is it about the woman cheating.
Yeah. Except for Monica, who came into Salt Lake City and was just like, boom, ice.
No. What I was going to actually say is that many of them had affairs prior to being on the show and were then open about the affairs. We know.
Which Sonia isn't open about it, but it's widely rumored that she had an affair on Mr. Morgan.
John. Probably. We know about Eileen Davidson had an affair.
Oh yeah, that's true. She came in saying that too. She was like, I met my husband in an affair. And then
Monica, we know. Yeah. Who else? Tiki Barber's wife.
Oh yeah.
That was an affair. That was a nasty affair.
That was like a fever dream that she was even on the show.
I know. I randomly was thinking about her today, so because I was thinking about the worst like one season cast people, and she was one of them. I'm trying to think who else was like a known affair.
I'm trying to think.
Tamara has always been accused of hooking up with Eddie before she was divorced.
Yes.
And having an affair with him.
And supposedly Vicky was with Brooks before she was fully done with Dawn.
Yes.
Which makes it even worse, as Brooks was the worst.
Atlanta was always about the men cheating, I feel like.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anyone else from New York, though. Because Tinsley was accused on.
Yeah, and Lou was accused many times.
Lou and the Count had an open relationship, and I do believe that, like, I don't know if she was the one that opened that. Because, like, Lou wasn't his first
wife either. Oh, Margaret.
Margaret
Joseph.
Margaret Joseph.
I knew there was more. I knew there was. Like, there is a decent amount of housewives who, before they were housewives, had affairs, and that's how they are married to their current spouse. So it's interesting that, like, that's the way it is, but I very rarely have we ever had a housewife cheat and then do it where it's potentially caught on camera also.
Yeah. I love this episode, though. It's a classic. This whole trip is classic. This whole trip.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching so far.
This is definitely the highlight of season 5.
Oh, for sure. But it's also, like, the cast melding. And I think that's something that you, like, need in Housewives is all the cast to be together. Like, the more
intertwine,
the better. And I think it's just perfect when this chaos that's happening. I think that Carol is really seeing the true Ramonia of it all, and it's very eye-opening for her on this trip.
Well, they always say the best way to get to know someone is travel with them, and that certainly was happening to the newbies of traveling with these other women. And yeah, I remember Andy one time talking about, like, the decision to get them to go on a trip together. It was like, once they realized that this was like, oh my God, we got them alone and out of their element and they're forced to spend days together. Like, this, you know, this is key to the show's success. That's why they do so many trips, you know, because it is so important.
It's worth paying the money to get them there.
Yeah, agree. And I love when they go on trips.
But I also have to think that, like, the places they go, it has to be lucrative, because I imagine that a lot of people go who have money, who are in St. Barth's, also found out about this house from Housewives.
Yeah, that's very possible.
I just really feel that way. Anyhoodle, great episode. Episode 13, season 5, in the books. Fantastic. Is there anything else that you'd like to say, Danielle?
No, I'm excited to see what happens with the pirate in the next episode.
Well, thank you all for listening.
We love you, always and forever.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.